Rod Stewart, Rhythm of My Heart on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one in music station. Such feel-good music here. Since I've joined the station, I have been downloading music left, right and center, rediscovering all these amazing tunes. Dua Lipa, Break My Heart. Also, we're hanging out till 4 o'clock and we are doing Keep a Cut, one of my favorite parts of the show.
Should we keep it or cut it?
And every week, we hear a story from you. If you have someone who's doing you wrong, email sihle@ecr.co.za. Keep or cuts in the subject line. Tell us what's going on. We got a mail from Anonymous. Anonymous couldn't even send us a voice note because she wants to keep this on the down low. She's from Richards Bay, by the way. She was looking for a new job and her friend knew about this. Her friend neglected to tell her that there was an opening at the company where she works that she's qualified for. Because, I think the friend didn't want to work with her, and also apparently the friend was going to be in a senior position and it would have made the relationship awkward. I was telling you, like, I understand both sides of the story because I once took a friend's job who also didn't want to tell me where or who to email and send the CV to, and I also hooked up a friend who came and worked where I worked and it just didn't work out very well. But sometimes, you know, you need to eat, you need to fetch the coins. We opened up the line 061 792 9495. And we asked you, should Anonymous keep or cut a friend for not hooking her up with a job?
Hey, Vixel. So I don't have ECR's number, so I'm just telling you, as a matter of interest, she should keep her...
That number, 061-792-9495. Save it. You're going to need it a lot.
Friend, because friends in business never work. And if she's going to be reporting to her friend, that's not going to work either. I've done it. Millions of people have done it. Yeah. That's why they coined the phrase, friends and business don't work. So if you value your friendship, keep your friend. If you value yourself, then snap her for taking your job. But she obviously respects your friendship more.
Hey Vic, I think it's Dion here. I think Anonymous should cut her friend. They've been friends for 11 years. At least the friend should have just told her friend and let her decide. For not telling her, I think she's been selfish and she only think of herself only, and she doesn't care whether her in life or maybe she's also jealous in the process. So for me, I'll cut her.
Okay, so Casey says keep. John says cut.
Good afternoon, Vic Naidu and Sisle. Concerning keep and cut, it's a no-no. I think that friend should cut her friend out of life where she don't want to see her grow and mature in her life. So I think she should cut her out. Thank you.
Two cuts.
Okay, like maybe you wouldn't be too interested in the job, but that's up for me to decide. At least tell me about it, you know what I'm saying? Especially you know that because times are tough. At least let me decide for myself if I want the job or not. But at least tell me. Like, I mean, in this day and age, you'd be even willing to take a job as a cleaner. So I don't see why a friend couldn't tell her, you know?
Ooh, it's a tough one. I mean, I would probably cut the friend. We're still going to decide. So send us your thoughts, 061-792-9495. And we are doing Keep a Cut. Basically, today we're asking, should you stay in your own lane or not?
Should we keep it or cut it?
Well, kind of. We had an email from Anonymous. She sent it to sihle@ecr.co.za. Sihle is our producer of the show. And she used keep or cut. And we are trying to help her. She's got this friend. Now, this friend knew that she was looking for a job. She kind of had a job, but she wanted something new. She needed a challenge and, you know, she was qualified and there was an opening at the friend's place of employment, but the friend neglected to tell her. Somehow she found out. By the way, they've been friends for 11 years, so it's not just a run-of-the-mill friend. It's like a good friend. 11 years is a strong friendship. I've had this situation. I've been on both sides of the spectrum. It never ends well. And we asked you to weigh in on 061-792-9495. Tell us what you think. Should Anonymous keep or cut her friend?
Hey, Issa, Andre here. Regarding your keep and cut, I don't think it should be such a mission. We work in one of the biggest tire retailers in the country, and there are about seven of us in the Durban region that come from the same in work environment for the last 12 years. There are about six of us that work for this current company that used to work at a nightclub together, and we all managed to get each other jobs within the same retail company, which we still work for. So it all comes down to loyalty and how good you are with your friends. True friendship, work shouldn't matter, and it shouldn't have to destroy friendships. Friendships should actually become stronger, and the bond between friends should become stronger by working together. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Andre, you know what? But it also depends on like how many positions are available at the company. What happens if they downscale one day and then it comes off like between the two of you at a head? Who's the better one? I don't think I have enough self-esteem and security for that.
Nah, man, I think this is Mpumzweni from Donnybrook. I think, man, you should keep her friend. I mean, like, what if she gave her that application, then she applied and she got the job? You know, you have to report to your friend. Just imagine one of your craziest friend. What if she starts being strict at work? Then you're going to say, oh, my friend is making herself bigger or better than me. So the relationship wasn't going to work.
So basically, Mfundo is saying that we should all stay in our own lane. Now, we have tallied the votes. I still need to get this. Is it majority has or have? I know majority is a collective noun. It's like tribe has, tribe have. Like group is, it's only group is. I'll figure it out. It's not an English lesson today. But we have all spoken. That's correct English. An anonymous should
grab the scissors because it's time to cut it off.
Go, 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 go. Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.